Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
A youth was speaking admirably of his father when he said, "When Dad's in trouble, he almost always prays. When we're facing danger, we're quick to call on the Almighty to get us out of a tough spot." Many of our prayers are filled with rather personal things like, "Lord, please give me this and give me that," often asking for financial blessings, which we tend to think would solve all of our problems. When the disciples came to Jesus and asked that he teach them how to pray, he mentioned 6 specific items. You will find these in the prayer we refer to as the Lord's Prayer, recorded in Matthew 6. Of those 6 petitions or requests, the first 3 focused on God's rule on earth. They had nothing to do with personal needs. "Hallowed or holy be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done." The next 3 requests were very personal: our daily bread, God's forgiveness for our failures, the request for guidance. Notice with me how unselfish were the requests of Jesus. The first thing he asked for was that the name of the Father would be holy. "Let your name be holy." A strange request? Possibly, but a necessary one today. Why? We tend to think of a holy man as a strange, rather out-of-touch individual who drapes a dirty sheet around him and contemplates religious things as he lets his beard grow. But 2 concepts are really behind the word Jesus used. 1, the idea of separation from that which is profane, and 2, purity. Today, people know less about the nature and character of God than perhaps any generation in a long time. Yet those same individuals have profaned the name of God, almost striving to make it a gutter word, not realizing what they're doing. Jesus says, "Remember, he's a holy God," which doesn't mean he is angry or indifferent. His nature and character are without blemish. He's pure, without compromise or corruption. Then Jesus said we are to pray, "Thy kingdom come," or "Let your kingdom come." What does it mean? First, when I pray, "Let thy kingdom come," I'm asking God to rule and reign in the affairs of life today. And beyond that, I'm asking him to have his way in my own life personally. Now, Jesus told us that the kingdom of God is within, which means I must also let the sovereign Lord of the universe reign in my own heart and life personally. There is a kingdom within our hearts which many of us want to rule ourselves. It's the dark recesses of our will which are often dominated by our selfish desires. Yet when we pray for the kingdom to come, we are asking the Almighty to take control. That decision is an individual, personal one. At the present time, Elizabeth Regina is Queen of Great Britain. But one of these days, she will probably be succeeded. At that time, the Archbishop of Canterbury will assemble the royalty and the peers of the kingdom in Great Britain in Westminster Abbey. And he will repeat the words which have been voiced by his predecessors for hundreds of years. He will say, "Sires, I present to you your rightful king. Are you ready to pay homage?" There will be a thunderous ovation, and the Archbishop, as the highest official of the Church in England, will place the crown upon his head. He will be rightful king. It is something every Christian must do.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines for Living. If you'd like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our devotional, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.